Two things I really love about this gospel here today. First thing is the resurrected body of Jesus. Scripture tells us that ours will be the same. We'll be like him. Not that it means much in our daily lives, but it sure is good to think about sometimes. Gives us a lot of hope. Lifts us up. It's nice to think about as we get old and the body doesn't work like it used to. I kind of noticed that change when I was 45. Everything started kind of slipping a little bit, and I said, especially now, I say, whoa, boy, would it be nice to have a new body, immortal, one that can go around and doing what it wants. What it was this body like that we are going to have? We hear from the transfiguration that it's dazzling, it's white, it's light. Jesus is light. We still hear, see, think, talk, understand everything we could do as a human being. Probably the most imperfect body, though, in heaven is going to be Jesus's. It's got the nail holes, the side, the footmarks. Why? Why would he retain those? It's not a bad thing. That's his glory. His throne was the cross. His glory was the wounds. And that'll be our eternal reminder when we see those. That's the only thing that stood between us and eternal separation from God. That's a beautiful thing, his wounds. What else happened today? Jesus passed through walls. He's not contained to time or space. The laws of the physical universe are gone with Jesus. The road to Emmaus, he vanished like that in front of his disciples. Amazing things that this body can do that Jesus has. He can think it and be there, or think it and be gone. It's an amazing thing. It sounds much too surreal, like we're watching a movie. But as Scripture says, nothing is impossible for God. Our bodies are going to be different because they're eternal, not subject to breakdown. They got to be special in some way. So if your body has been ravaged by time, by disease, cancer, whatever, injury, it's temporary. Mortal bodies are to come just around the corner. It's a beautiful thing to think about and hope in. Nothing is impossible for God. So we have another star in our show today in the gospel. Thomas. The gospel is actually in two parts. It's Easter Sunday night and then the second Sunday in Easter, where we are today. The apostles, everyone, they've heard about something in that first weekend of Easter. Mary Magdalene had seen the risen Lord, Mary of Clopas. Other scripture tells us that Jesus and Peter had met. I think they needed to meet privately, Peter and Jesus. They probably had a few things to work out after that meeting in Gethsemane. And Jesus was betrayed by Peter in a way, denied. They needed to work something out privately. On the road to Emmaus, his disciples, he met. They might have seen it. They might have been back or not. Scripture doesn't tell us. But then Jesus appears to all of them in that upper room. And what does he say? Peace be with you. Whenever the supernatural meets the natural, it's always peace be with you. Same as Mary and the angels. Jesus instills their peace. They're frightened a little bit, and then they recognize him. So we're recognizable in those bodies of ours, too. They quickly went from fear. For 3 days, they've been in fear, hiding in that room. Now, they are joy-filled. So, the back half of the gospel today quickly moves to the second week And there we catch up with Thomas. The disciples try to tell Thomas, "We've seen the risen Lord." But Thomas is having none of this. Why? What's blocking his belief from his friends witnessing to the joy that they had? What's blocking it? Maybe he didn't want to have his heart broken again. We don't know. Scripture doesn't tell us why Thomas was unbelieving, but he certainly went quickly to belief when Jesus again appears through the locked doors, saying, "Peace be with you," challenges Thomas, "Here, put your fingers in my nail holes, put it in my side." Doesn't say if Thomas does it or not, but he quickly says, "My Lord and my God." He personalizes Jesus like we are too. That personal relationship. "My Lord, my God." Thomas goes quickly to belief. Then Jesus pronounces blessing on us. He says, "Blessed are those who have not seen but believe." Thomas, he had seen Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead just 3 weeks prior to this. How quickly we forget. How quickly we forget what Jesus can do. 3 years of miracles walking and following Jesus. How quickly we forget. We cannot do that. We quickly forget, but we always must remember. So what's the moral of the story here, I think? I think Thomas missed church. He missed church that first Easter Sunday night. He wasn't with them. Where was he? I don't know. Maybe he was a lone wolf. We don't know. But the whole church was in that upper room being blessed that first Sunday night. Everyone had seen the risen Lord, and they were joy-filled, and they couldn't convince Thomas, their friend, that we'd seen the risen Lord. Thomas was away from them. When we miss church, we grow in doubt. All the other saints were together, growing in the faith, growing in grace, but Thomas was growing in doubt. So for a week, he was kind of being self-punished. He missed the blessing. He missed church. I think that's what we have. That's why Jesus started a church. So we could be together, growing in grace, growing in love, growing in the mercy of God. That's why it's so important to be here all the time. There is a blessing when we make it to church and we're with each other. It's called the Eucharist. Jesus gives it to us all the time. So we either grow in faith, we grow with the saints in grace, or we grow in doubt if we're missing. It's the role of the church, lifting each other up in the faith. Archbishop Listecki wrote a great letter. "We are not a virtual church. We are not. We need to be with each other. Only if we cannot pull ourselves out of bed, if we're in a nursing home, things like that, then we pray, we watch on TV, but we should be with each other in the present." That is why this is such an important thing to be here. And as COVID starts to leave us, we have a section here. If you're 2 weeks out, please consider sitting there. We'll have more sections open soon. We need to be here. It's getting challenging to seating everybody. We need to sit together soon. So consider that if you're 2 weeks out of your second shot. Please join us in the COVID section so we can open up more and open up the pews to families and things who cannot get the shots yet. So consider that as we move forward.